Would you like to have affirmations for every purpose in your life? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Would you like to have affirmations for every purpose in your life? Well, we were visiting a friend who was in the hospital yesterday, and as we were visiting, we were talking about many things. And as the person lay there without having any enthusiasm for life or joy for life, I was giving her a series of affirmations that she might think about, even though she was apparently in a state of somewhat limbo, as though she weren't paying attention. I was feeding her all sorts of affirmative ideas about the joy of living, the joy of being alive, the joy of enjoying life. And occasionally her eyes would sparkle. Then when I mentioned the TV serial Bewitched and talked about Samantha touching her nose and having little things happen, a smile fled across her eyes and her face, and she was very attuned to that. Now, we don't know how we're going to reach that inner self of ourself that sometimes takes a vacation and sometimes is not too readily available for receiving information about our positive attitude toward life. And it's through shows and through activities like Bewitched or Hogan's Heroes or My Three Sons or other things which sort of show new values to life that bring sparkle to our eyes and to our ears and to our heart and to our life. And in that sparkle, in that joy, we wake up. We wake up to who we really are, that we are beautiful, that we are wonderful, that we are magnificent, that we are creative, that we live in a world that's full of smiles, that we live in a world that's full of joy and happiness and peace and harmony. We live in a world that's filled with every good and wonderful thing. Just as today, on the 31st day of December 2008, it's just about 3/4 hour before lunch, and I'm walking the path of the mountain here around our Absolute Monastery. And as I walk this path, a light breeze is blowing, and my footsteps resound from the sand path that's below me. And now and then, Rex comes along by me, and he breathes heavily, and he says, "I'm off to another adventure. I'm off to another exciting activity." And I say, "Go for it, baby." And Rex goes scooting along, just having the time of his life. He finds new smells. He finds new remembrances of, as I oftentimes say, he's reading the newspaper of who's been along this path. And sometimes they're exciting. And most of the time, it's things that he's very familiar with and he passes them by without giving them a second glance. We want to create affirmations for ourselves that give us a second glance, that cause us to pay close attention to what is being thought and said. And Ellen has been after me to create a series of affirmations, although I have over the years written thousands of them and given them out at our seminars and given them out at our various retreats and various activities and allowed people to take copies of them and so forth. And she says, we need to have a series of positive affirmations that people can use for various circumstances in their life when they feel that an affirmation in that area would be good. Well, now, she's very correct, of course. And so, I'm going to give thought to this, how I might present that so that it can be used by anyone who'd like it, and I will create it, and perhaps creating it in series first, series of wholeness or health. That's always a number one topic for most people. And then abundance is a topic for another people. It's very top of their list. And another one is relationships, getting along with other people, getting along with the world. And all sorts of other areas of success and happiness and joy and peace and harmony and right action. Now, all those things sort of blend into some of these major topics that we spoke about. They're quite beautiful, quite lovely, and they're very meaningful. I present these affirmations because these affirmations are statements of truth about ourselves. They're statements of truth about who we really are, and not who we'd like to be, but who we really are, and to recognize who we really are and be it. Now, it's been my occasion to be with people from time to time who are traditional in their feelings, and they feel that we are sinners and that we are unworthy of anything and so forth. And of course, as long as they feel that way, then that's the experience that they have. And you say, well, my goodness, they're wealthy, or they have good health, or they have this or that. Well, sure, that's true, and that's perfectly fine. But I like to go by the philosophy of the original philosopher who tickled my heart, and he said, it is done unto you according to your belief. It's done unto you according to what conditions you place in your consciousness. Now, he said, there is no being in this universe apart from yourself, because the divine is within you. And he said, whenever it is important for you to accomplish any goal, go within, ask the divine within, and all will be revealed to you. These are very simple, very demanding statements from a point of view where we always like to go to the doctor and get an opinion, or go to somebody else and get an attitude from somebody else as to what our condition is. And all we have to do is go within. And when we go within, we find peace, harmony, love, joy, health, wholeness in every possible way. And then we speak our word and we say, I am whole and perfect. And as we speak our word, I am whole and perfect, we are causing our body, our mind, our attitudes to take a whole different look at life. They take an entirely different point of view at life, that life is really something quite marvelous, quite wonderful. We are not terrible people. We are not evil. We are good. And the more we think about goodness, the more good we are. The more we think about our beneficial self, the more we are that beneficial self, and the more we live that in our life. Now, these are some of the affirmation types that Ellen is very eager to have available for herself and for everyone else. And you say, well, my, Ellen's been with you 30 years. Does she still need affirmations? No. Ellen doesn't still need affirmations. Ellen wants these affirmations to sort of be supports in her own life, but primarily she wants these to be what she gives to people that she talks to every day. Because every day she is speaking with people who have different needs or desires in their heart. And Ellen gives them a positive statement. And she feels that if she could give them a positive statement on a disc or on a tape, or on our thought for today, or any of these wonderful talks we give on the internet, then they would have that readily available to their mind, to their heart, to their life. And they could live these beautiful, wonderful, fantastic thoughts, these affirmations of truth about themselves. And so we'll develop these, we'll create them, we'll get them ready for anyone who likes them, and we'll classify them, categorize them, we'll prepare them, and we'll get them out to you. Because I know how eager Ellen is for it. After sitting and listening to me, speaking to this little lady as she was going through her decision-making time of, shall I live or shall I die? And Ellen thought, what fabulous statements they are. What powerful affirmations they are. And what truths they are. And you can be sure that Ellen will use them for herself, as well as everyone else who realizes that their life is only as good as they affirm it to be, as they're aware of it. I like me, instead of I don't like me. I'm happy, instead of I'm not happy. We can say either thing, and it's okay, but we want to say the truth about ourselves. And the truth is our immortality is happy. Our immortality likes us. Our immortality is that which we are. So this day I put that cause in motion for me. And that little task will be underway shortly. And you'll be hearing more of this on our thought for today. Thank you for being with me today. It's a joy to share with you. And here on the path of the Absolute Monastery, the sun is shining bright and warm, up in the 70s, and it's a joy to walk around the path soaking up the sun that we haven't been able to do for a little while because it was cool. But now it's delightfully warm on this New Year's Eve day. And well, it should be. That's the way we design these things to be. Have a lovely day and know that I love you eternally.